Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Are you so excited to take December off, man?
For the love!
I love y'all, but I'm tired.
My brain hurts. My throat hurts. I still have a cold that I've had for over 15 days now. And this is something we haven't announced yet. Hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, this still remains true. We bought a house.
Yeah, dude, you got a lot of shit to do anyway.
And we're closing on the 27th.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Here's a new house.
Slash a new mortgage, and hopefully you'll have sold yours and you don't have double mortgages for Christmas.
Yeah, let's not. I hope Santa does not bring me two mortgages for Christmas. At the time that you guys are listening to this, it's the end of November, and we have a showing, our first showing tomorrow for our house.
What?
Woo-woo. So retroactively send me the vibes. Because chances are I still need them. Maybe not for this, but just for life in general. So just, you know, think positive thoughts for me. Okay.
Yeah. So a little history on the month of December. It has been around for thousands of years. No,
December came to be in the Mayan culture when they established the calendar system.
No. So our first year in business.
Correct. So 2015, in September of 2015 is when TCC was established. So we didn't take that one off. We also didn't take 2016 off, because here's what happens. Let me paint you a picture. And you guys, if you've been in business for more than a year, you've probably felt this. If you're still really, really new, let me paint you a picture for your upcoming life. Now, this is mostly for service-based people, but even product-based people, I know this to be true. January, February, March, April are all generally pretty slow. Like, you kind of pick up around like June, July. Summertime can be hit or miss for some people. And then quarter four is like fucking gangbusters. Everything happens. People come out of the woodwork to be interested in your stuff, buy your stuff, sign up for your stuff. They want events. They want to work with you. They want to do all of these things. And that's so, so great. But that also means that like two major US holidays, three if you count Halloween, are also happening in the last quarter of the year.
And that's only the US holidays. That's not including any of the religious holidays.
Literally just Thanksgiving and Christmas and maybe Halloween. But you might have all your other holidays jam-packed in there. Hanukkah, right? All the things. So you take the literal busiest time of the year just because of holidays. And then you add in the busiest time of the year for most businesses. Oh, and Black Friday, if you want to count that as a holiday, because we're in, you know, the product world. It just gets so extra. And then, of course, as fate would have it, it feels like every big life thing also happens to happen at the end of the quarter. So Abby had her really, really massive accident in quarter four 2 years ago. We got placed for adoption. Our daughter was going to be born in the first week of quarter one of the next year. So prepping for a baby in quarter four. We bought this house in quarter four 2 years ago. Now we're doing it again. So like, it's just batshit. So we try to take advantage of October, November as much as we can. And we tell our team and we tell our audience, if you talk to us in December, you're fired.
No, but it gets, we just have to. Like, I mean, if you add up how much time you would have to take off just to do like the bare minimum of going to like family events and spouse obligations and
gift buying like and gift wrapping and drinking hot chocolate. I mean, I put that shit on my calendar.
You're already out at least a week if you're not traveling. Probably 2 weeks or more if you are traveling.
Well, and there's three holidays in December outside of Hanukkah even. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You guys can't see me, but I'm just shaking my head. It's a lot.
It's a lot. And then, you know, we have traditions like Emily's massive cookie baking extravaganza.
Yes, it's a 2-day event every year.
I just look forward to the marshmallows.
So, because also here's the thing, guys. Two big points I want to make. One, the very business logical side of me. What is it called when you have your attention, like you're like doing one project and then you stop that to go do another one and then
you're multitasking
and then like whatever that loss of time is when you're switching from one task to another.
Context switching.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking of. When literally all of December, if you're working and having everything else going on in your life, you're context switching every single day. So you are losing so much productivity hours, like it's just flying out the window. And so getting quality work done that month is just, it's not realistic for us. It could be for some businesses. I'm not going to speak for everyone. We know it is not realistic for us, right? So that's a logical business fact. The other side is, I just want to cuddle up and watch movies and wrap presents and make cookies. And that recharges me like nobody's business. And coming into the middle of January, because guys, let's be real, we also take like the first 2 weeks of January. Coming into January off of family time and hibernation mode and all of that, like it just brings such a new energy to our business that it's a non-negotiable now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did it once. About to do it again. Mm-hmm. I think our team might kill us, but
they almost killed us last year.
We're actually more prepared this year. Mm-hmm. They're all worried about it. I'm like, what are you worried about? So far ahead, like nothing. I mean, not nothing. Wear some wood right now, but theoretically, we're good. Like, we've done a lot this last year to prepare us for this season. And when I say this season, I don't just mean December. Yes, December is great. But let's be real. If Emily is taking possession of her house the last few days in December, I'm likely going to get very minimal attention from her for all of January.
Yep, that's a fact. And Penny's birthday is in January. So like, yeah, call me in February.
And then you add on the fact that you have a baby.
A baby.
I mean, she's not really a baby anymore.
No, she's a baby.
But if, by God willing, I get pregnant or you decide you have enough money to adopt again, which I feel like you might be a while for you now.
Guys, go buy our shit so I can adopt another baby. God.
Our business had to shift because we went through this season 2 years ago. We were getting ready for Penny to come. I was in the accident, all the things. Like, and we saw our business nearly fall to its death.
It was dangling on the edge, like a feather. One big, and it was gone. What a small sneeze, and it would have left a little, a mouse sneeze, a mouse fart. Could have just blown our whole business down.
No, but for real. Like, I know you guys didn't feel it the way we felt it, but we had some risky business happening. And so we had to make some changes and it made it hard. This year was hard to like make the transition, but we made a transition to protect ourselves so that if Emily and I are down and out, like
literally. Yeah. And we're just like, we're even moving more towards that. So this entire last week, the last 2 weeks of November that we're working with right now, an entire week is dedicated to doing a lot of inside business work that's going to set up our business even more, like even better, even stronger to withstand storms or whatever, like even minor rain showers. Like it's good. Like we've done a lot of work this year on the selling side to have the physical money being able to be brought in. And so now we need it on the like inside logistics with our team, with our company functionality, with our roles, all of that kind of stuff. And I'm so excited. Like, we'll tease more about that in other episodes. That's not what this episode's about. But like, that's literally the last 2 weeks of November is what we're focused on.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
I'm just so excited to wear pajamas and fuzzy socks. And
you know. And it's already snowed. It snowed twice here in Kansas City, and it was so beautiful, so beautiful. And there are some days where in December, I just want to like, you know, keep pee home from the sitter. And we watch movies. She calls them movies, like with a B. Movie. It's so funny. Watch a movie.
Your daughter.
Yeah.
Cracks me up.
And I'm going to have a nephew. So December 15th, my sister-in-law is expecting her first. We could not be more excited. And so with moving into a new house and bringing home another baby into the family, Penny's going to finally have a cousin. Like, I'm not going to want to do anything else other than decorate my house and hold a baby.
Well, true that, because legit. Okay, so I just found out, and by this time this comes out, it'll be very public.
Like, can you share this?
Yeah, I just found out that my sister is pregnant.
Woohoo!
And I haven't told Emily yet, but like, she's due Memorial weekend. I'm like, I think I'm just going to take the last half of next year off.
Yes. Well, not quarter four. We need you for quarter four.
I'll take other than that, three off. All of the summer.
That's fine.
I'll be back to promote.
Yeah, I just need you for like August, late August to November. That's the only time I need you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm really excited for next year. We can talk about this more in a different episode where we're talking about 2019, but I'm so excited about our new house. I could have a whole episode about what this new house makes me feel if you guys wanted, but I can't wait to have people over. We have long, long since dreamed, and I think this is going to come as a surprise to a lot of you, but we have always wanted to be the house that people congregate and where parties are held, where our older kids feel like they can bring their friends to, where people can just be like, oh, hey, I'm stopping in and I'm going to crash and I'm going to stay here. You know, like I had that kind of house growing up. My aunt was that kind of house. And I loved how it was just a constant revolving door of anyone's welcome to come to dinner and anyone can stay and anyone can join for game night. And we can host holidays here and all of the things. And I've so wanted that for a very, very long time. And our current house just can't support that. But this new house can. And I legit cannot wait. So maybe a New Year's Eve party.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then Penelope's party.
Oh my gosh. That's going to be so fun.
I know. All the things. All the things. So what's the lesson y'all can take from this bullshit is, oh, I have some things. So A, I want you to, some businesses cannot support this. And I get that. Probably our business did not support it the first time we took it, but we took it anyways. And nothing really broke. We took it anyways because our sanity needed it. And guess what? We still had a business come January. So I just encourage you to really, really look. If this is something that's resonating with you, that sounds dreamy, I will be the first in line to always tell you, you can have a super freaking profitable business and take many, 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 many weeks off. If you just want to start with taking December off, try that on for size and see what happens. If the months that lead after December, you're like, oh, it would have been super helpful to have XYZ in place, then you do that. And maybe you take a slight hit, but your conscience and your soul and your creative spirit won't take a hit. And that is more important in the long run.
Yeah, I know for a bunch of my like product-based friends that you all laugh when I tell you we take December off, because for you, it's like you barely breathe before you get time to like sit down with your family. And I get it. But here's the thing. The U.S. mail sucks. So you're going to have to close up shop anyway, because people are going to be pissed if they get their presents after Christmas. So, I mean, last year it was looking like most things for like regular shipping, you had to stop selling somewhere between the 10th and the 15th. That's still half a month. So, I mean, can you plan a little in advance? And I know you're like, girl, you gave me 0 days because it's November 29th and I want to take December off, but this is a little late notice. I get it. But like, how can you streamline and communicate with your customers well so that they're not surprised if you take 2 weeks off? How can you like prepare them so that they have what they need so that you can take 2 weeks off?
Yeah. And like, if you can only take 2 weeks, okay, fine. That's still 2 weeks. Like, set your autoresponder. Do what you need to do literally today and tomorrow to make that happen. If like going into January, you can take the first week of January off. So that's 3 weeks. Like, do what you can to recharge. And I guarantee it. I guarantee that your business will still be there. And you might actually see holes that you're too crowded to see right now once you actually step away, both in your family, in your productivity, and where your heart lies, and your business, and your processes, and all of the things. Okay? So do that and let us know what you end up doing. I want to support you in your breaks. I want to support you when you make these big decisions for your business that maybe feel scary, and maybe other people are like, work, work, worky, work, work. That's the opposite of how we live. And we still make a shit ton of money. So I'm just here to show you the other side that putting yourself first and your family first is never a bad decision.
No, it's really not. And even if I know some of you at some point or another have been forced to take time off that you weren't ready for, like, use this as a season to refresh and then go into next year and say, you know what? I am determined to take these breaks. I know some people that like every 6 weeks take a week off. What could you do the very first start of the year to prepare your business so that it runs when you're not there? It could be as simple as getting your system set up with Dubsado so that you have like everything kind of easy to push buttons and press out and it's all automated. It could be as simple as, oh my gosh, what did we do before Calendly? Like when we had to manually schedule everything, God willing, I don't know how we survived. But you can set up little things that are going to take off massive amounts of work for you and allow you to step away and be prepared to step away in the future.
Yep. I truly encourage you guys to explore this. And even if you don't have the answers for the systems yet, just take the time off anyways, like truly. And this can be the area in your business where you're like retroactively make smarter decisions, right? Trust, I give you permission for that. Okay. So once you're listening to this, it's definitely going to be time, like almost December. So we are heading out. You guys are getting some really, really great interviews coming up for the rest of this month that we did in November. You're getting some really great content from us that we did in November. So I can't wait for you guys to hear it. And if you're wanting a response from TCC, it might be a little slower than normal, but enjoy that. Enjoy that for you as well. Okay. And if you want some behind the scenes on cookie baking and Christmas wrapping and house decorating, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Think Creative Collective, at Abigail Says, and at Emily Says. And you can see.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.